USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
10 people are dead and 3 others injured following a shooting in a Buffalo, New York supermarket on Saturday. The FBI is investigating the attack as a racially motivated hate crime. Sheriff of Erie County John Garcia saying he wants to highlight law enforcement's quick response.
The bravery by the Buffalo police officers to engage an individual with a vest, an assault rifle, with handguns. I can just not say enough about their actions.
The 18-year-old suspect was arraigned on first-degree murder charges. He pled not guilty. His next court appearance is set for Thursday. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, Goldman Sachs senior chairman Lloyd Blankenfein suggested consumers and businesses should get ready for a recession just in case. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Former President Donald Trump is continuing to make endorsements ahead of a big primary in Pennsylvania on Tuesday.
Former President Donald Trump has endorsed Doug Mastriano in the Republican primary for governor of Pennsylvania. Mastriano was already a frontrunner, but there are concerns among party leaders that he is too extreme to win the general election. Pennsylvania is a battleground state that can determine who wins control of the U.S. Senate. Leaders in the GOP are worried that Mastriano could drag down the rest of the ticket. Mastriano has helped spread unfounded claims of electoral fraud in the 2020 presidential election. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
An asteroid bigger than a skyscraper will be falling close to Earth today. NASA calling it potentially dangerous because it will get within 3.5 million miles of Earth. Anything closer than 4.6 million miles is considered dangerous. Find us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The pain at the pump continues across the country. AAA reporting the national average price for regular jumping another 2 cents to $4.47 a gallon. That's the highest price ever now for 6 days in a row. At $3.98, Georgia has the lowest statewide average. Democratic Congressman from Montana, John Tester, tells MSNBC, with gas prices as high as they are, this is a great time to go green.
That's a big one, I'll tell you that. Gasoline, fuel you put in your cars. This is really an opportunity not only to drill for our natural resources, but to set up so we can have renewable energy moving forward so there's more competition in that marketplace. We need to have a moonshot event to not only deal with climate change, but also make energy more affordable going into the future that doesn't put a bunch of CO2 into the air. We can do that.
Mars Wrigley is issuing a voluntary recall of several varieties of gummy candies. The company is saying a thin metal strand could be found inside the candy or loose in the bag. The recall of Skittle gummies, Starburst gummies, and Lifesaver gummies comes after customer complaints. Customers can find out if the products they purchased were affected by checking the first 3 numbers of the 10-digit code on the back of the package and compare it to the items listed by Mars Wrigley. So far, the company says it isn't aware of any illness or injury caused by the metal strands. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.